Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I think the thing that's really important for me, especially coming from the Northwest, is that there's opportunities outside of this state, and moving into other states, there's some great opportunities.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's cozy.co.
Hi there, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Steve Bighouse. Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you doing today, Joe?
Doing well, and glad to have you on the show. Steve is joining us from Everett, Washington. He is the branch manager at Security National Mortgage Company, and he has a background in mortgage financing. He started his career as a loan originator and ended as a VP of mortgage services. He now operates in 17 states financing for real estate investors. And it's interesting because, you know, he focuses on loans that are on average about $90,000. So I think we're going to have a great conversation with him about the different types of loans available and how he approaches that with his investors. So with that being said, Steve, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on your experience and what you're focused on now?
Well, again, I've been in the business for a while. I started in the business in 88. I left banking early part of 2000. I started working with a group of investors here in the Northwest that were actually purchasing at the foreclosure. And then they actually started the company. They brought their experience and their knowledge to the public, started a group up here in the Northwest. I worked with them for probably about 6-7 years, and then I started branching out in a couple of states, and it was kind of funny because I was working with a group of real estate investors in Colorado. They got a call from a gentleman out of Memphis, Tennessee, talking about lending, and he said, well, talk to our lender. So I called him, and of course, he was telling me it sounded like it was too good to be true. I did a little bit of research. That was probably in December of 2007, 2008. Hopped on a plane, flew to Memphis, spent a week. Just kind of rented a car, got to know some of the people on the contacts there. And I probably did that for about 4 or 5 months, just kind of really kind of getting a feel because it was totally different. And got licensed. Did the summer of the same year, and it just, you know, just kind of built ever since. But when that model worked there, and of course you start making connections with different people in different states and you see that they're doing the same thing. So we just took that model and just started branching out into states. And so you're right. We're in 17 states right now. Stay pretty busy with what we do. I've got a team of six. So I've got 2 full-time processors.
So let's take a step back. When you say you're in 17 states and you have a team, what specifically is your team's role in the process?
Well, basically what we do is my emphasis is financing real estate. You know, that typically 1 to 4 family. I sell all my paper directly to Fannie Mae, and my team just helps support me in that role. I mean, we're closing 30, you know, on an average 30 files in a high. Sometimes we get close to 40, and then we're looking at, you know, of course, building those numbers. So I really need a team to keep those numbers because I definitely don't make it up in loan size. Where I make it up is in volume.
When you're doing all these loans, I mean, you're doing on average $90,000 per loan. Mm-hmm. You're closing 30 of them a month. What have you learned from that process for that would be relevant for investors seeking those types of loans?
Well, I think the thing that's really important for me, especially coming from the Northwest, when I look at the Seattle market, is that there's opportunities outside of this state and moving into other states. There's some great opportunities. I mean, personally, myself, I haven't done any myself simply because of the fact I'm just busy at what I do. But my wife took an early retirement. We're going to take and we're going to roll over her retirement, and I'm going to buy some investment. And so just looking at the opportunities in the other states. And then, of course, you learn a lot. When you go to the states, you not only learn about the real estate market, plus you also look at what drives the economy.
The cheapest loan program that you find investors can do for the Fannie Mae financing?
Well, I tell people that where I like to be as far as minimum loan size is about, majority of my competition won't go below 50. If I need, but in cases I've had situations where, you know, maybe the appraisal doesn't come in, maybe it's a couple $1,000 lower, those 30s. I mean, I can actually go down to 30 grand, but that's where Fannie Mae just stops buying loans is about, do I want to do a bunch of 30 loans? No, because it costs me money to close. It's not a lot, and I do it more as a service to my client so that they can.
So that means that the loan is actually for 30, so they would be acquiring it in theory if they put money down for more than that, so maybe like 33, 35,000.
Well, correct. I mean, you know, they're gonna have to put on anything below 50,000. I want my put up. I mean, if I've got a loan amount below 50, even though Fannie Mae allows, if you're under those floor plan as property, 3/8% higher than what they're getting, I really got to dig into my pockets. So you figure if they're doing a $30,000 loan, they'd probably be, you know, that 41.
Based on your experience, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh, let's see here for a second. I don't know. Maintain your credit and keep cash and your job. That's it.
What type of cash reserves do you need in order to get approved? And what type of credit are you needing?
Well, that's a twofold question because it's broken down into two segments. So if you own less than 4 finance property, minimum credit score is 6. I would probably tell you in all actuality if you buy an investment closer to 640. As far as reserve requirements, you'd have to have 6 months. Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance on the subject property. And then if you own like another investment property, 2 months of that principal, interest, taxes. If you own a primary residence, we don't count the primary residence. So it only to second homes and investment. And then, of course, you need your reserves. We can use a combination of, we can use cash.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Well, sure.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
With some trepidation, I will start. Best ever book you've read?
Oh, geez. Well, it was a while back. I don't do a lot of reading. I mean, I just live. You know, probably would have been a couple of books when I first started in the business. By Robert Kiyosaki. That's kind of, I read several of his books, but boy, that's been years.
I imagine it's Cashflow Quadrant, Rich Dad, Poor Dad would be a couple of them.
Right. Well, I know Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've read that one, so that was good. So that was kind of a catalyst. I try to stay current on, what's going on, within the market. So I do every morning when I come in, I read my commentaries, try and, look on MSNS and try and keep up so I can get.
Well, let's ask a more relevant question to you then. What's the best ever online resource investors can go to keep track of the market and how it's performing?
Well, we get some reports here. I think the Kipling. And then at the same time, the other thing that I do on that as far as, with the interest rates, because a lot of customers, let's face it, I don't have a crystal, I can't tell you where interest rates are going to be a year from now. But what I educate my clients is, I say, don't necessarily try to guess for the future. Look at the past, look at the past history of rates, look at the, Fannie rate for about the last 10 years. That gives you a pretty good idea as far as, where the movements on the rates are. And then, of course, you can look at, there's a ton of information on the internet as far as following the market. All you gotta do is pick up and see what the Dow does.
I love that. And I love the quote of don't try and guess the future, just look at the past. I think there's a lot to that, and I completely agree.
Oh, yeah. I just tell people, I says, the real estate, past few years is kind of getting back into a cycle, but you could almost gauge the rates in any given year as far as the cycle. And typically I tell people that, you can figure your springtime, you're always going to see the rates never fit in that, because that's when they've got the 6-7 month window when everybody buys. Well, they always find a way to just increase those rates. People ask me, this is what's the logic behind greed? that's the way.
It's a proven business model for them.
Absolutely correct.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Let's see here for a second. I went to, and I won't mention it. I took a group of my loan officers. So I sat back and I looked at it, and really what happened. I really came to a realization that happened that, it's really hard to get people really excited. I look at myself as far as drive, okay? I wake up every morning excited about my job and try and figure out what new challenge that I could master today or where I want to be at years from now. And I've got a vision. I guess what I found in that is when I looked at other people, it's kind of like you either got to spark people. I can help ignite it, but it's just something that you got to. And I think that's why some people are successful.
Best ever success habit you practice.
Oh, let's see here for a second. Returning phone calls and emails every day.
Best ever loan that you've made.
Okay, this is a funny one, okay? Actually, probably the best one. Disabled veteran, 63 years old, Memphis, wanted to buy his first. Got turned down by a lender. So the guy came to me. People kept stringing him along for about 3-4 months. Nobody would tell him why the loan. And then he finds out that nobody wants to do the loan. I did the loan for him, and he didn't believe it till the day I closed. So the family finds out that I'm coming back to Memphis, because I make regular trips into the market.
Love that. Love that it all comes full circle. Best ever quote.
I learned this from one of my bosses, presidents of the bank. It says, kiss your customers till your lips. Tell that to every one of my employees. I said, that's why we do what we do.
And what's the quote again?
Kiss your customers till your lips are chapped.
Kiss your customers until your lips are chapped. Wow. There's no reading in between the lines on that one. It is customer service number one priority.
Absolutely correct. I mean, let's face it, where I am in my company, we're not the cheapest guy in the block. But one thing I do, and this is one of the best compliments I ever get, every event that I ever get, every person says, what I like about you the most? And I said, what's that? And he said, you call your people back every day and you answer.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business?
Not investing earlier, in real estate.
What's the best ever place to reach you, Steve?
Probably my cell phone.
And what's your number?
206-930-1801.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your advice with the best ever listeners. I learned a lot from the loan standpoint when we're talking about what it will take to get approved for a property, 1 to 4 unit through the Fannie Mae program, where you need a 620 credit score. If you have less than 4 properties, you need those reserves, and the type of down payments. And then also a question that commonly comes up is, how low can we get the loan? And I love that you walked us through that. So thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.